CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Enlightened philosophers tell us that we are divine beings in human form. Let's get real here. How can we live a busy life with a job, kids, and a mortgage and still be spiritual? Join CJ Liu as she tackles real life issues through a spiritual lens and talks with experts in relationships, work, and more. You'll get practical life skills and learn how to touch, feel, and experience a whole new way of living. Be a force for good. And fire it up with CJ. Log on fireitupwithcj.com and call CJ now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Welcome back to Fired Up with CJ. We're live from the headquarters of CBS Sky Radio. Fired Up with CJ now at fireitupwithcj.com. For the next 4 weeks, we'll be exploring hope and why it's so critical, not only our own mental and physical well-being, but also making the world a better place. I want to welcome CJ Liu.
Hey, hi, everybody. Hi, Cassandra. Welcome back from your summer break.
Thanks. You too. We haven't talked in so long.
I know. It's been so long. It's been about a month. It's been crazy. We take extremely long vacations.
Oh, but I followed you on Facebook, and I was just, the pictures were amazing. You guys had such a great time.
We did. We actually
was wonderful.
On the East Coast. It was beautiful. Heat wave, but it was good. So today we actually are talking about how to lead a happy, fulfilled, and meaningful life. You know, that's like my number one thing when I talk to clients that I coach. It all boils down to that. We want to be happy. We want to do stuff in our day that's meaningful. And, you know, for a long time, my theory was that I'm of Asian descent, so it was really about hard work and IQ. If I worked hard and I studied hard, I would be successful and eventually have blissful Kodak moments. And unfortunately, after 25 years of following that formula, I was no happier. And really, this show is about exploring how all of us can be happier. And today we have a guest who has carefully tested and researched and offers incredibly helpful advice, Dr. Shane Lopez, who is a Gallup senior scientist. And he's going to talk about his research and what he's learned about what it takes for us to live a meaningful and fulfilled life and why it matters. So welcome, Dr. Lopez.
Hey, thanks so much for having me on.
So, years of research. How many years have you been researching this topic?
Gosh, right at about 18 years, and it feels like longer because I've just been blessed with a ton of data to really dig into this topic, and also through my practice, I've worked with thousands of people, and I feel like I'm finally getting somewhat of a handle on hope and happiness.
That's sad. So I have another 18 years to go.
Exactly. I think I'll figure some of it out in another 18 years.
Okay, good. Okay, so when you've done all this research, which I find fascinating that you've done all this research, and it helps, I think, add a lot of credibility to some things that there's so many books out there about these theories, but it's good to have actual credible data. So all these 18 years of research and your own practice yourself, what did you find in terms of the key ingredients for achieving happiness?
Yeah, happiness is somewhat elusive for a lot of us, and I try to boil it down as much as I can. And here are the four words I'll try to explain as the secret of happiness: hope, laugh, sleep, repeat. Hope, laugh, sleep, repeat. So what I mean by that is you have to have kind of this drive toward the future. I mean, that's part of who we are as human beings, is that we're driven towards the future. And in that hopeful state, you have to aim your life at something meaningful. So to have a meaningful life, you have to have meaningful goals in the future. So hope will get you to that meaningful life. But along the way, you have to enjoy the process. You have to enjoy the journey. And laughing and having those positive emotions actually fuels that hopeful pursuit. So not only do you need them to enjoy daily life, the positive emotions, you need them to enjoy daily life, but you also need that as fuel for your hopeful, meaningful pursuits. Mm-hmm. And finally, sleep. You know, we really need adequate sleep, restorative sleep, so that we can do all the things we want to do in life. And I think we shortchange ourselves, and we don't really even diagnose that as a problem, but I think we shortchange ourselves all the time in terms of sleep. So if you get those three things going and then you repeat that every day, hope, laugh, sleep, repeat, then I think you can have a good shot at happiness.
Okay, so how much of it is this anecdotal? I know that you've done a bunch of research on hope, mm-hmm. the laugh, the sleep. Why should I believe you? Not that
right. So hope is necessary but not sufficient for happiness is what we say as hope researchers, because imagine this. If you woke up this morning and never have you woken up in the morning and said, gosh, I'm happy, but I sure am hopeless. Those two don't go together. Happiness and hopelessness don't go together. You have to have hope to have happiness, but then you have to add some other ingredients to it. And the positive emotions, as you know, are just, you know, kind of that embodiment of happiness. And if you have hopeful pursuits that lead to a meaningful life and you enjoy it along the way, then you're doing pretty well. But people, I see a lot of people who are happy temporarily kind of burn out. Like they get tired of their hopeful pursuits and they can't stay in the game long enough, really, because they're not taking care of themselves. So when we get to the sleep, there's new and better research every day on the restorative powers of sleep and how necessary it is to have a good life. So this is mostly based in science, but something I try to practice every day and something I encourage my clients to practice.
Okay, but how about the laughing part?
The laughing, you know, that's where the positive emotions come. Those are it's the main display, the primary display of positive emotions. So mm-hmm. it's not that, you know, I know some people get into kind of laughter clinics and, you know, have these laughter seminars. And that's all fine and good, but I think we have to smile and laugh a lot every day. And we actually, we have an item on our Gallup World Poll and our Gallup Student Poll, I smile and laugh a lot. I smiled and laughed a lot yesterday. Mm-hmm. And those folks who smiled and laughed a lot yesterday have better lives today, number one. And number two, they have the energy to get things done. So they're mm-hmm. able to kind of fuel their goal pursuits. Mm-hmm. with the positive emotions that kind of come out of that fun, happy life.
Yeah, and so then you've decided to spend a lot of your time on hope. Why? Out of these three?
You know, hope was it's kind of that cousin nobody talked about. You know, it was a very important concept for thousands of years. If you think about it, hope is it's referenced in any major religious text. It's also kind of part of the classics and of the stories of the Greeks and their heroes. But then we shied away from it in the 20th century, and mainly because we didn't know how to define it and make sense out of it. So I got really interested in hope, for a lot of reasons, but one is because I got frustrated with people confusing hopeful thinking with wishful thinking. Mm-hmm. So people were saying, oh, I'm a very hopeful person. And then they talk about the things they were wishing for. And I'd say, well, you're not really, you know, actively engaged in this pursuit of the things you're talking about. You're kind of like sitting on the sidelines and wishing for them to happen. And they're like, yeah, I'm very hopeful. So I really wanted to bring some clarity to what hope is. And also I realized that we can actually build hope over time in kids and adults. So I wanted to make sure that people had kind of a good shot at being more hopeful.
And how does this all fit in with a body of work, the textbooks that you've written about positive psychology?
Yeah, positive psychology. We've done a ton of work in the last, I guess that's been 15, 16 years now, trying to refocus psychology and try to answer the question of, you know, what is right with people and how are positive emotions and hope and things like that good for people. And hope just kind of fits squarely in that body of work. And it really, again, it's one of a couple of things that has received no attention prior to the last 20 years in psychological science. Hope and courage are two things that I enjoy working on because we really don't know enough about them. And now I don't think we can say that anymore. In fact, you know, as a faculty member, you know, I have to publish scientific papers, and people are telling me now when I submit a paper, don't we already know everything we need to know about hope?
So love it.
I think we're getting closer to that place where we have a pretty good handle on what hope is.
Okay, so we have Dr. Shane Lopez, the world preeminent expert on hope and the author of Making Hope Happen, his new book. And next we're going to be discussing something that we touch upon in this segment, hope. What is it? How can it help you be happy, more productive, and profitable at work? And make sure to tune in at www.fireitupwithcj.com if you want more information like this. We'll be right back.